Today I'm going to talk about religion, just a term in itself, and why I speak so negatively against it. I've had somebody email me a while back and they said, Neil, I read your series on racism, and in that series you had some parts that talked about how religion was bad and how it caused black people to be in the condition that they're in today, and that it was behind the slave trade, and you said some negative stuff about it. And I practice pure religion, and they use the scripture in the King James version of the Bible that talks about that. And they wanted to understand why I speak so negatively about religion, or what my belief of religion is. And I would say the term in itself is always negative to me, now that I know what it is. You know, I grew up in the mainstream Christianity. Before that, I was a Jehovah's Witness. These were all religions. And when I look back, they didn't have a closeness with God. They were a bunch of works and legalism and belief systems that didn't align with the Bible. And so when I look at religion, not only Christianity or Jehovah's Witnesses, and I look at Mormonism, when I look at Islam, when I look at Catholicism, I see things that cause people problems. And so that's why I'm against religion. Now, yes, you have a scripture in front of you that says there's a pure religion. I'm not against that, but the term itself, I use it as a negative term to associate anybody a part of something that's not profitable for them for eternity. That's legalistic. That's what I'm saying. The term in the Bible is mentioned 5 times in the King James Version. 3 of those times is referring to ceremonial practices. So if you worship God and you have ceremonial practices, that's considered a religion. Okay? You could consider what we do, and I'm going to talk about what we do as followers of Christ, ceremonial practices, but I would say they're not. And then the other 2 times that is mentioned in the Bible, it's brought up in a negative light. The other 3 times, it's a neutral, basically. It just says this is a definition of it. The other 2 times, it's referring to the religious practices of the Pharisees and how they were killing the people of God at the time. Anytime I'm mentioning religion, it's out of a negative light. It's not that I'm against pure religion. If you practice something that gets you close to God and it is transforming your soul to where you're no longer proud and you're no longer arrogant and you're no longer self-centered and you're kind now and you're honest now and you're staying unspotted from the world. Well, if you want to label what you're doing pure religion, I'm okay with that. I'm not against that. But in this ministry, when we mention religion, we're saying it in a negative light. We're focusing on the legalism and the practices of certain groups. You know, if you're a Mormon, if you're a so-called Christian in Christianity, if you are a Black Hebrew Israelite and you think the law is going to save you, that's your legalism. That's what we call religion. It's man-made, and for that reason, it's unprofitable for mankind, and it's responsible for so much evil in the earth today. So that's our view of the term here, and that's why we speak negatively against it. But if, you know, like I said, you got pure religion, and let me read the scripture just so we can be on the same page. This is in James chapter 1, verses 26 through 27. It says, if any man among you seem to be religious, and bridle not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion and undefiled before God and the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. So if your religion does that, cool. You're good. You're good with me. But like I say, so anytime I say religion is bad, I'm talking about legalism. I'm talking about these practices, these man-made institutions where they take parts of the Bible and then they come up with their own thing, and then they say, we got to do this in order to be acceptable before God. That's religion. And you can label what you do a pure religion, and you can label what I do a pure religion, but I tend not to even use the term to associate what I do and what my practices are with religion. And I'm going to tell you why. Because the Bible says that religion is worship with ceremonial practices. When you define the word in the King James, what are some of the practices or that we call ceremonial that we see in church today? What do we see? We see prayer, we see Bible study, we see fasting, we see people going to communion. These are the things we see. Now, if you ask me if those are ceremonial, I would say these more of a relational activities. When I'm praying, I'm just talking to my Father. That's a relational activity. That's a family activity. When I'm talking to my Father in heaven. When I study the Bible, I'm just learning about accounts from people like me who were connected to my Father. And it also gives me education and wisdom and advice on what I should do next. And he made this book for me. That's a relational activity. I'm just trying to learn about my Father. I'm studying and learning about my Father. Then we got fasting, which could be considered a ceremonial practice, but people who are not even quote unquote religious practices for health reasons, but also it gives us the power to strengthen our spirit man and weaken our flesh so that we can hear God better and be stronger to overcome sin. We got communion to remember what Jesus did on the cross. This, to me, this is all relational. Family relationship is what I call what I do with the Lord, not a religion. I don't have religion. I'm a saint of God. I'm a follower of God. I'm a son of God. And I have a relationship with my Father. And the Son is my big brother and my Lord and Savior. And the Holy Spirit is like a mother who rebirthed me. And this is a family that I'm interacting with. And I'm now a child and a citizen of their kingdom, but also a family member. And I look at it more as a relational family thing rather than this is a religion I'm practicing with ceremony. And because when I look at religion, I see a disconnect between the God they serve and their practices. They don't have a close relationship with God. When I watch my parents practice, you know, being a Jehovah's Witness, they had works they were doing, but they never was close to God. They would pray to him, but they just didn't have this relational connection. You know, it wasn't there. Islam, they got a God they pray to, but they're not close to him like that. You can deal with the other ones, Buddha and Hinduism and all the other Scientology and Mormonism and all this other stuff. They got practices that they're performing that they think is going to get them into heaven or the afterlife or whatever they got going on, but it's not a close relationship. You know, I look at what Christianity practices today and I see a lot of harm done with that. And so if you say, man, no, I practice religion. I want to claim that term and hold on to it. That's fine. I would say if you're going to hold on to that term, put pure in front of it and make sure that your religion aligns with the scriptures of what pure religion really is. Being unspotted from the world, being undefiled before God. And that means you got to get sin out your life through the Holy Spirit. So if that's your form of religion, then you're all right with me. You can continue to practice that. But if your religion does not keep you unspotted from the world, you're polluted in your soul, you're continuing in sin, then no, I would give up that and get into the family relationship of God. That's what I would say. So I hope you understand my terminology and what I'm using, why I speak negatively about religion. Yes, there is a pure religion. So not all religion is bad, but I would say 99% is all bad. And then there's this 1%, it's not defiled by the world, it's of God. And so if you want to label what you do pure religion, fine. I tend not to even use a term to describe my relationship with God and what I do. It's a family relationship. That's all I'm saying. So as we go through these talks, and when I use the term religion, I'm speaking about legalism. I'm speaking about practices that don't help a person grow in Christ and don't, you know, help them connect with God. It actually prohibits them from getting into the kingdom and having a relationship with God, because they think if I just do work one, work two, work three, and work four, I'm good. God accepts me. No. You know, we already talked about that in the Are You Really Born Again article, and whether or not you're a child of Satan, you know, and how pastors are lying to their congregants and telling them that all you need to do is perform a bunch of works. That's religion. And that's not of God. It's polluted by man. It's something he came up with. The Catholic Church, I talked about them. They took the teachings of Christ, polluted them, and then gave you something called Christianity. You look at Catholicism, you look at mainstream Christianity, which is an offshoot of Catholicism. They don't follow the teachings of Christ. And they're racist. They don't have any love. They're polluted with all these lawsuits for molesting children. There's people being spiritually abused in these places. These are not institutions of God. These are institutions of Satan that he's put together. And so I tend to come against that and say I'm not with that. And I tend to label anybody I see practicing or acting like that, I would call them religious. Those people are religious over there. And they're caught up in religion. So I speak about it in a negative light, and I hope you have an understanding of my terminology and why I say religion is bad. And continue to listen to this series about the kingdom of God. I'm going to show you in scripture how a lot of what your pastor taught you was a lie. You know, I'm going to show you why Jesus had a problem with these Pharisees who had the correct doctrine, but their lifestyles and their ideology was all messed up, and how he had to come against that. So stay tuned. But in the meantime, walk in the Spirit. Be filled with the Spirit. If you don't think you're born again, get born again. Confess your sins. Repent of your sins. Be filled with the Spirit. And continue to let the Holy Spirit lead you in life. We'll be right back.